I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end.
Just compare today with Matthew 24.
And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us it is a word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day.
Let's get ready for his coming.
Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear him. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere, listening for my name. I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening, I'll be somewhere, listening for my name. If my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear him. If my heart is right, when when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear him. If my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking. The signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentiles they've numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring her national long dethroned. Today she is calling, her letter rain's falling. Return, O dispersed, to your own. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's reason to be in the sky.
God's church is the power that's waiting is hour.
The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Today's generation spurs God's revelation. We'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near.
You could say we've arrived. We're right here. False prophets are lying. God's truth they're denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God. And this is God's revelation that God sent the prophet. You don't hear it out on the church world. Not one blip of anything about Malachi 4. Behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day if the Lord comes. We've surpassed that. We're already right here, right at the end. It's just the songs we sing. I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. You know, it's right here. We're in it. And we could tell you right to the day. You could do the math. You've been saying it over and over again from October the 15th, 2021. Actually, you got to go back to the Midnight Cry, right? 63. And there, it's just like walking through the scriptures. Right to the day, we got you exactly when it says here, the day of redemption is near. We can get it right down to the day if you only have an ear to hear and eyes to see. Just look around you. Everything is happening exactly what the Bible says. I'm just grateful that, like we're singing that song, I'll be somewhere listening. Back in the day, in the early 90s, I heard the Lord speak to me, saying, I'm coming soon. And they put me on a course. That's the beginning of this year. This year, of the course that we're on, because I heard it, and I only heard it, I believed it. What good is it hearing it and we don't believe it, you know? Exactly. I believed it. I believe the Lord is coming in my generation because He spoke to me, called me by name. Somehow He knew my name. He knows everything that's going on. He said, Sam, I'm coming soon. He said it twice. Sam, I'm coming. It's a sure shot. And then He gave me another scripture. Seek the Lord while He may be found. I heard Him. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He's yet near. I went back in the early 90s, 30, 40 years ago, and it put me on this course, and there's nothing better He could have done for me. I did like what I had to go through, terminated and all that stuff, but when I look back, it's the best thing that the Lord could have given me. Understanding in the Scripture, belief structure, these words, we're not just singing them. They're part of our life, you know. Nations are breaking. Men's hearts are failing for fear. You see it all around you. But see, you and I, we know the day and hour we're living in. That's the key. If you don't know the day and hour you're living in, everything that we say and do here is just gibberish. You don't hear it. But to us, it's real. It's more than reality itself, you know.
That's right. I picked it up in the spirit. You know that the hour we're living in, very young, and God walked me through this religious system and brought me to the message for the day and hour. That was all a preparation time.
And you don't hear nobody, like I say, you don't hear nobody out there. You and I, we're the only two people that are holding the fort, that are holding on to the things that really matter. All that stuff out there, that gibberish, the John Hagee's of this world, it's just an entertainment session.
That's right.
It doesn't affect your inner man, your soul man. It affects your soul man when you hear truth, when God sends a prophet, then you hear, then you absorb yourself with that. I just completely absorbed it for 3 years. That's all I did back in the day. And just listen to tapes, just listen to what he was preaching. I had, I think, 200 messages in my trunk of my car. That time I didn't have the phone yet, iPhone yet. I just had tapes, and that's all I did. And then the Lord brought me to Brother Jackson. See, our thing is spot on. It's thus saith the Lord. It's according to Scripture. And you don't hear nobody out there that would talk about that. Like I say, you and I are the only two people that talk about it, because the Lord prepared us for that. When we were 6 years old, I remember as if it was yesterday, the Lord let me know that there is a God. I'm not going to go into details, but that stayed with me all my life. There is a God. He's real. And the devil, he'll try to take that away from you. But I know what I experienced back in the day when I was 6 years old. And it stuck with me, and I was kind of an oddball coming up through life. It's a lot of stupid things and crazy things, and things that would make people think twice. But I know I had a desire and a passion to know this great God. Mm-hmm. Oh, that I might know him, mm-hmm. the power of the resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering.
And you will know where you will find where the Son of Man was being revealed.
Yeah.
Because when you go back to the early church, what the faith of the early church was, they were in touch with who Jesus was, who God was. They had a full counsel. And then Satan came in and he distorted the picture with his false prophets, false teachers, and it went into the dark ages. And God had to restore it. And then in the last century, the Son of Man was being revealed. And what that means is really to get reacquainted mm-hmm. with who Jesus is, who God is. And it brought us right back to the early church. And that's why we are still in that channel that God was using, Brother Brenham, Brother Jackson. We continued from there.
We're not cunning. See, they were not ignorant of Satan's mm-hmm. devices and his cunning mm-hmm. craftiness. Neither are you and I. We're on to him. He come true. He sends in his tugs and he's trying to divert us. But see, we're on to him even before they come, because we're sober, we're vigilant, we're spiritually awake, and that all adds to it, because the Lord wakes us up in the morning when everybody's still sleeping. Here we are having a conversation, bringing in the day, singing some songs, and trying to get our spiritual, keep your lymph cells trending burning, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And to us, that's a joy of, that's a highlight of our life, you know? That's mm-hmm. what's what the Lord has prepared us for when we're 6, 7 years old, back in the day, and they walked us through life, and he had his hand on us. Time and time again, I can look back and take inventory where the Lord saved my life, and just for one reason, to do exactly what we're doing here. We finally found our place in Christ, and yeah, well, it did a lot of heartaches and suffering and persecution and all that stuff that goes with it. That's all part of the program, because he told John, he let John the Baptist know, blessed is he that's not offended in me. And you and I, we're not offended with the journey that you and I are on. Mm-hmm. So, my hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
My hope is in the Lord
from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord, in whom the wisdom of the ages lie, for whom the raging of the sea subsides, the living sacrifice, the only source of life. My hope is in the Lord for this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. His tender mercies come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Mercy
come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those that trust in him will find their hearts at rest. My hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. My hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
Yeah, we could add to that, my hope is in the Word. That's the Word. Is above everything else. The Bible says God has put his word above his very name. That's why we staying with that midnight cry so strong. Because it's in the word, you know. Mm-hmm. You can take it to the bank if it's in the word, and then you can trust it. My hope is in the word. My hope is in that midnight cry. My hope is in the fact Malachi 4. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. That's where our hope is, in the Word. That's what we are, where we are today. We have stuck with that Word through thick and thin because it's a foolproof system, the Word is. Mm-hmm. It's actually very simple. Back in the day when God made that blueprint, the Bible was written before the foundation of the world. It was a blueprint, you know. Now, all God did then, he wrote the Bible like according to that plan that he had back there. And he said it's going to happen exactly the way he planned it out when he wrote that blueprint. So you can put your trust in the Word. As it says, he's put his Word above his very name. What's that scripture about John the Baptist?
Matthew 11, verse 6.
I guess back in the day, John the Baptist, the greatest of the great, there's never a prophet been like John the Baptist. That's what Jesus said. And John sent his disciples. They came to him in prison to visit him. And he was getting a little bit discouraged back in the day. And he sent to Jesus when John died. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou that should come, or do we look for another? See, he was in that prison. He couldn't understand why he's in that prison. He did all his life. He just sought the Lord and did what the Lord told him to do. And he had a very good record. And here he's thrown into prison. And he said unto them, Art thou that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, and then he sent them back, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Just remind him of what's going on out here. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And here's the key, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And he's telling John, you're in that prison because of me. That's why you're in that prison. And he said, Blessed is he that is whosoever shall not be offended at me. Blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. See, you want that blessing above everything else. You want everything in the Bible that says about blessed are thou. Blessed is he that is not offended at me. I saw that years ago. Well, if I want to be blessed, I cannot allow myself to be intimidated and to be offended what I have to go through in life. Mm-hmm. And I saw exactly what I'm going to have to go through in life, and I refuse to be offended in it. Because of the name of Christ. We are where we are because we're not offended in Christ. Mm-hmm. See, the devil is trying to intimidate you, to make you offended. Well, we're not offended because the Bible says, blessed is he. You want that blessing above anything else. And the only way to get it is not to be offended. So what are you doing? And we're not offended when people make fun of it, when we have to pay the price for being a believer, for believing in, and God sent the prophet, for believing all these things that we have accumulated. I think sometimes I have to pinch myself. Sometimes we ask ourselves, Lord, why do we have it so good? Well, we got the blessings of the Lord, because you go through Scripture, blessed is He, blessed is He, blessed is He. You want that blessing. You want that blessing above everything else in your life. And we're not ashamed. We're not allowing ourselves to be intimidated for what we believe, what we stand for, because right now we're such a darkness, and nobody wants to listen to us. Nobody wants to hear what we have to say. But up the road, there's coming a day when it'll be all worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things in the Bible where it says, blessed is He. I mean, I'm sure you could find tons of scripture, blessed is He. You want that blessing above everything else, especially in these closing days of time when everything is so bleak and so dark. But that's what you want to talk about. You want that blessing. And it doesn't matter what it calls. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. We're being harassed. We're being terminated. We're being excommunicated simply because we're not offended by God, what we believe. We believe a truth. My hope is in the Word. We put that Word above our reputation, and we don't care what people say, do, or think. We've just determined in our heart that's what we'll do. If I see it in the Scripture, I'll go forth and I'll put an extra effort to make sure that they find a reason to offend us. Because if you stand up for the Lord, you will be hunted down. Because behind it is the spirit of Satan. Satan, he'll do. Throws everything at you he can. He knows that we're believers, and he'll do everything he can to try to stop us and intimidate us. But see, we're on to his tricks. We don't allow ourselves to be intimidated. Because you want that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, another opportunity, Lord, to stand before your presence, Lord, and seek your face and do whatever is necessary in these closing days of time, Lord. The way you've led and guided us. And that you've given us babe back then, you called us by name, and you told us you're coming soon. And we believe that, and through your grace and mercy, you've led us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and then you put us through that schooling, and you tested us, and you found us worthy to continue on with the program, to bring forth meat in due season, to deliver that living water. All these things, Lord, we never knew that way back 30, 40 years ago, but you put us on this journey, because you had a plan and a purpose for our lives, and we just never want to be offended about what we have to go through, but we always want to be grateful and mindful of your care and keeping. So we just say, continue to say, use us for your glory, do with us as you see fit, because like we keep saying over and over, there is not an end that can produce anything for you, Lord. So we just pray, continue to do with us as you see fit. You lead and guide us by your Spirit, Lord. Most of all, Lord, I pray, you'll open the hearts of the people and give them increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And yeah, there's more to it than just reads itself quick. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. Because when Satan, when you become a Christian, you're born again, and you've sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have an enemy on your back 24/7, and you can't let your gauntlet down. You can't relax, because he's going to look for every crack. He's just like a rat. A rat is going to go snooping around for a crack where he can't get under a building or things like that. And that's how the devil is. He's just out there doing exactly what he says. Behold, he says what it says in the Bible, that he goes around at the house of God seeking whom he may devour. Seeking if there is something, if you let your guard down. The minute you let your guard down, the minute you're not sober and vigilant, he comes in and he takes it for a curveball. And many times, he'll trip you up, and you just got to shake yourself off again and continue on the journey. But one thing about it, you can't allow yourself to be offended about what you have to go through, because you're going through because the devil knows it, and he was like he was telling John, you're in that prison because of me, and you'd be blessed if you don't are not offended and get mad at me, because you're in there because you took a stand for me back in the day, and now you're getting your head, you're in that prison now because of me. You're not in there because of who you are. You're in there because of me, and you and I, we're excommunicated, we're terminated, because of the stand that we take for truth and for, mm-hmm. for the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we believe the message for our day. When we heard about Brenham, we embrace it with a passion. And sure, they try to. Oh, he believes he's been baptized 15 times. And this, that, and the other. Anything to try to humiliate you and to intimidate you and to try to offend you. But we're not offended. We just take it with honor and with respect, because we know up the road we'll be glad that we were worthy to be excommunicated. We're going to be glad that God found us worthy to go through what we're going through. That's exactly to preserve this truth that God has given to the church age of Laodicea. And like we keep saying, Laodicea is history. Laodicea is spewed out. There is nothing out there in that church world. You can go and look and listen to their entertainment sessions and the John Hayes and the Joel Osteens and all these. It's just empty words. That's they have right. No meaning. Mm-hmm. They don't attract us. There's nothing there. There's nothing that'll fill your spirit and your soul. But it has to come through persecution. Once you got the real thing, like you and I, we have the real thing, of course we'll be persecuted. That's all part of the program. And that's the beauty of it, because you don't have all these stragglers hanging on to you, because we don't have thousands and thousands of people marching to us, because then you're responsible for them. We're just responsible for one thing, for telling people the truth for the day and hour we're living in, and we'll do it gladly.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Jesus said in John 15, verse 21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And that's really what it boils down to. They don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you would know God, just like Jesus said to the Pharisees of old, they said, we're Abraham's children. I said, if you would be Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. But they were just by name only Abraham's children. And a lot of them, they claim to know God, but why don't they know what God has been doing in this hour? Why do they, I was listening to that Jimmy Swaggart, his grandson, and he was telling some experience that somebody had about his grandfather. And he was saying that in this experience that he had, I guess the Lord must have spoken to him and said, when God will take his servant Swaggart off the scene, there's going to become a great movement, a revival coming. Well, see, if you cannot back that up by the word of God, then it is a deceiving spirit trying to deceive these people that are sitting under his ministry. Because if you cannot back it up with scriptures, it is not true. Like, we can back up the ministry of Brother Brenham in the scripture, that Malachi prophet and what he was sent to do, to bring us back to the faith of the early church. We can back you up in the parable of the seventh parable, in the seventh church age, the church age of Laodicea, that seventh star. And we had his testimony on our WhatsApp, this Sunday, where people can listen to his testimony of how God had called him to do the work that he did. And then he continued with Brother Jackson. These things are all backed up by scripture. How that scribe would take out of his storehouse old and things new. See, they were revealing the Son of Man. They were bringing back, because of what had been lost throughout the Dark Ages, bringing back that understanding of who Jesus is and what the Godhead is. And the people, they're offended when we speak on those things, because they know not him that sent me. Really, they do not know the people that God has sent in this hour of time, and they're offended at these things. You see, we are not offended what God has allowed us to see. When I was introduced to the ministry of Brother Brenham, I talk to people, but I pretty soon learned that people are not hungry. They do not want to know. Like, they would say to me, oh, he went off in the end. See, these things, because they know not him that sent me. If you don't know God and how he works and the things he does, then of course you're going to try to discredit the things that God is doing. But we're not offended on those things.
Amen to that, because back it says, as it was, so shall it be. When you turn on YouTube, everywhere you listen, oh, there's a big revival coming, like the swag, like you're saying about that swagger's grandson. He wasn't happy enough to prove that Brother was not that prophet. He heard about Brother Branham. He knew that God sent Brother Branham. But see, what they're trying to do, they're trying to prove Brother Branham wrong. And he went down through life and tried, and all his ministry was about to prove that he is that Brother Branham. That's where that Joseph Smith thing comes. Tried to prove that Brother Branham was not it, not who he said he is. And now here they come out where he switched on to YouTube. Everybody is looking for that great revival. Oh, there's a big revival come. And ever so often you see spurts of it. But then it peters out because it's Son of God. There's no big revival coming because the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah. Jesus himself said, as it was in the days of Noah. You could go back and look at history. You see no revival in the days of Noah. All the revival you see is revival towards wickedness and towards unbelief. That's the only revival that you're going to see out there. And then here everybody, oh, God's going to send this great revival, like I say. There was none in the days of Noah, and there was neither was there one in the days of Lot. The only revival there was, a revival for Satan and for wickedness and for the things and for violence covers the earth. And that's what you see out there. That's the only revival you'll ever see because, like I say, you got to go back in history. Can you see a revival in the days of Noah? No, it was the opposite of a revival. Mm-hmm. And false prophets are lying. If you listen to them long enough, after a while you get to believe their lies.
That's right.
See, you and I, we're solid. We went to the scripture that we allowed the Lord to lead and guide us, and then guess where he ended up? We ended right at the feet of Brother Branham. Right at that prophet. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. And the things that we say, they're solid. You can take them to the bank. And if you do listen to them, you're going to be offended. If they find out that you're listening to us, or these utterers, these zealots, these religious devils, if they find out you're listening to us, and they'll come and hunt you down and try to intimidate you and trying to make you offended that you believe. But see, we're not offended. In fact, we embrace it with a passion because it's become a way of life to us, you and I. That's where it's at. That's where the blessing is. And you want these blessings. You go look at the scripture. Blessed is he. You can see over in, let's go over to Matthew 5. And, blessed are ye when men shall... You see, these are all blessings. You want to hear, have these blessings. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those with good intention, you know. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. You want these blessings. You and I are persecuted because of the things that we stand for, because we believe the righteousness for our day, we believe the message for our day, and it says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you, falsely, for my sake. We're not doing it for who we are, we're doing it for the sake of truth, for the sake of the word of God. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecute the day the prophets which were before you. And see, now you can find out why the Lord has blessed us so much. We don't even go looking for how. The Lord woke me up one night and told me, and I seen a missile shooting right here where this house is. And the morning when I got up, I drove over here. Here there's the for sale sign out here. That's how the Lord works with us. We don't have to go looking for things. He just gives us somewhere in Psalm, it says, he'll give it to, as he sometimes does, free outside here in a longer city, and that's it, I believe, it's all, and sign of finding it. keep it asleep. And he gives it to his people while you're asleep. He'll wake you up and he'll show you, there's your house. And then he moves on as we go down to the Sobeys, and there's a card being charged up. And we go on out and see, that's just the Lord, how he is doing everything he can for it. And then he moved on us to go buy an electric car. And things like that, oh, we don't even have to do nothing. Because he says, blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you. And then you wonder, why do you have it so good? Simply because we have taken these words serious, where it says, blessed are you, when you're not offended at me. You just heard it. Blessed are ye when men shall persecute you, and all manner of evil speak and all, and lie up things about you. And there they go, down the road of life. But in the meantime, we're getting all the blessings. We're getting all the luxuries that heaven could pour down on us. If we had it any better and like in the natural, of course we're persecuted. Of course we're shunned. Of course we're being looked down on and everything. But that's all part of the program. And it only affects you if you're offended about it. You know, let's say we'd be offended, we wouldn't be on this journey, and we'd be allowing ourselves to be intimidated. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing, because the devil would have tricked us into putting the stuff to that. But see, we're not offended. We're not intimidated. We just do it gladly, and if the Lord has something else for us to do, we'll gladly do it. That's why we're kind of like shunned and excommunicated and looked down upon, like we're the problem, we're the wicked one. Like it says in the last day, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. And see, they got this whole thing twisted around. But see, up here, somewhere up the road, when God's going to show up, he's going to turn that page around, and we'll be glad that we were willing to be suffer for Christ's sake and for the gospel, mm-hmm. for the truth, for the day and hour mm-hmm. that we're now living in. That's what it is, because above anything else, you want that blessing.
Like, how can you be offended at Jesus, after all he's done for us, he went to Calvary and he shed his blood so that we could have life. And being offended at Jesus, like, that's quite something. Like, being offended of life, he's the one that gave us life in this world. And people are offended that to stand on something that is right and true.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be offended. It cripples you, because mm-hmm. in the end you have nothing, because you're crippled. Because what other people say and do, well, you'll never reach your full potential. And that's why a lot of people, they never reach their potential in life, is because they are offended. They're offended at the cross. They're offended at Jesus. And they can never reach their full potential in life, because they're embarrassed at standing for the things that would cause people to mock you, mm-hmm. to ridicule you, to look down on you. But if you are able to do that, in it there is a blessing.
Of anything else, today they say it over and over again, you want that blessing, not only for yourself, you want it for your children. Mm-hmm. Back in the days of Hosea, it was an offense to be identified with Hosea back in the day, but see, there were tremendous benefits if you were identified with Hosea at them days. If you were ashamed to be identified with what Hosea had to say, then it says, because you will not accept the message for your day, I will forget your children, and you will be no more priest before me. And see, the difference between there, those that were ashamed of Hosea and his hour, they went into captivity. Mm-hmm. It is there, they're still in captivity, simply because they were offended at God. They were offended at Hosea. They were offended at the truth for their day. And today, you and I, we're absolutely not offended. In fact, when I find out there's a blessing in it, I go out of my way, I go an extra mile to make sure that they do offend me, because, mm-hmm. because they'll try to intimidate you if you allow yourself to be intimidated. But we don't allow ourselves to be intimidated. We refuse to be offended at the things that we do and we say. And that's the reason why people don't want to be identified with us, because They don't want that reproach of Christ. That's the bottom line. It's the reproach of Christ. Back in the days of Moses, Moses taught at the greater wealth because he wanted that blessing. And he taught at the greater wealth to be identified with the children of Israel back in the day than all the wealth that Egypt had. And he rejected that wealth that Egypt had, and he went to be identified with the children of Israel. He thought it's a bit, there's more wealth than that. And there's more wealth and the things that you and I have to be identified with God sending a prophet, to be identified with the Word of God, and to embrace the reproach of Christ. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. And the devil, he'll try to make you ashamed of Christ. Well, not on our watch, you know. In fact, we'll go out of our way to make sure people do make fun of us because of what we believe.
That's right, and that's what Jesus said. They will put you out of the synagogues. The time cometh that whoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. Mm-hmm. And that's what it boils down to. They will put you out of their religious circle, and they don't want to have anything to do with you. But you know what? In it, you receive a blessing. You know, if you can just know that you're right with God, and you're in service for the King, what greater wealth is there in this life? There's this wealth, this material wealth is nothing compared to having the wealth of being right with God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and being of service to Him, being able to work for Him, is the greatest joy in life that anybody can ever have.
Yeah, we got that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God, that's that born again experience, and its righteousness is to believe the message for your day, then all these things will be added unto you. We're living examples of that. We've done, like I said earlier, we didn't go looking for a car. We didn't even think we needed one. We had a good one, but the Lord wanted to bless us. So He told us, go buy that electric car, because down the road, you're going to be glad you did. And today, we're glad we did, because He could have done nothing better. And then when we were trucking, He told us, don't go down to Volvo and drive that truck right out of the showroom there. And when the Lord tells you to do something, you don't worry about what it's going to cost you, because He's gonna make sure that you can pay for it. And see, the blessings of God, they're so numerous. He goes out before He even wants something. He said He'll give it to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And while everybody's working for a dollar here, He gives it to us while we're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beyond measure what God has done for us. Simply because we're not offended at Him. Mm-hmm. Blessed is he that's not offended at me. Back years ago, I read that scripture and if I want to be blessed, all I have to do is not be offended at Jesus Christ. And not be ashamed of what I'm standing for. I stood for truth throughout the ages, and everybody that knows me, that I was kind of looked down on. And yeah, I made a lot of mistakes. It's a lot of stupid things. But all in all, at the bottom of it all, I just want to know this great God that the Bible talks about.
Mm-hmm.
I read about a lot of experiences that a lot of people had, and I read a lot of books, and I wondered what they had. And I know I didn't have it, and eventually the Lord brought me to the understanding of it all, brought me to the message of Brother Branham, and then I think time went on, Brother Jack Branham goes off the scene, and then Brother Jackson takes over, and he's the successor to Brother Branham. And we've had it so good, you know, you and I, we couldn't have it any better. If we had it any better, he would have to take us out of here, take us to heaven. Because we have, practically, like I say, we have it so good, sometimes I pinch myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like I say, you're still being persecuted, and you're robbed of a lot. I can't even see my own grandchildren grow up, and because they got us in the house, if they're seen talking to us, they get them intimidated, you know. Just like I said, good will be called evil, and the evil will be called good. We know who these thugs are, these preacher thugs. We got their number.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn it around like we're the bad guys, you know. But we got their number, and at the end of the day, we'll be glad that we were willing to suffer for the sake of truth, for the sake of the Word of God. That's the bottom line.
right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord. We just went over the blessings, Lord, and we, blessed is he who is not offended in you and your word and what you, who you send in the hour of time we're living in, Lord. And we just want to have people receive that blessing. If they can only stand with the righteousness for their day and hour, there is a blessing in it. So we just want to go over it with people and help them understand that they can receive a blessing too. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.